Splicecast.
When traveling internationally, the first choice is to fly. It's fast and covers big distances quickly. If you're traveling for leisure and want to take it deliberately slow, opt for a mega cruise ship. Going by road, well, that works best when you're only crossing one border to reach your destination. It probably won't surprise you that the world's busiest land-crossing checkpoint is Gongbei Port between Macau and China. 134 million travelers pass through every year. The second busiest border checkpoint in the world? It's here, the Sultan Iskandar Building at Woodlands at the northernmost tip of Singapore. Annual traveler count is 128 million, almost double that of Changi Airport pre-pandemic. Woodlands is one of two land crossings between Singapore and Malaysia. The other is west, at Tuas. By the numbers, Tuas checkpoint sees about a third of the traffic that comes through Woodlands. Still, it's 100,000 travelers a day, or 36 million a year. On long weekends, the checkpoints hit peak busyness, and it can take hours to get through. It's before 6 a.m., and you can hear the traffic heading to town is busy with motorcycles. I think the ratio is somewhere between 4 to 1 or 3 to 1 of bikes compared to other vehicles. Some bikes have a passenger. What's remarkable is that in 12 hours, these bikes will be heading in the other direction, to go home. So who are on these bikes? The folks who have jobs in Singapore across a myriad of industries. The service industries of F&B and hospitality, tradespeople like carpenters and electricians, even graduates in high-tech industries like engineering. The reasons vary, but getting up early and making this commute every day is often down to the bottom line. The currency exchange and other factors means higher pay when you work in Singapore. You've been hearing morning motorcycles. Here is Tuas Checkpoint, postcode 639937. Check out this episode's show notes for more information, or visit our website, herehere.show, and I'll catch you on the next app.